In Texas, women must now show ID before they can get an abortion. The Texas Board of Health instituted the rule a few weeks ago. It's intended to make sure that clinics comply with a parental notification law. Critics say the rule infringes on women's privacy rights. From Austin, Janet Heimlich has more.
At Whole Woman's Health, a clinic in Austin, no one seems bothered that the state now requires the facility to card abortion patients. The staff has been asking for IDs since the clinic opened a year ago.
Can I get a copy of your ID, driver's license?
This patient being checked in, who wants to go by the name of LaShawn, says she has no concerns about showing her ID before getting an abortion.
None whatsoever. I mean, if that's their procedure, that's their procedure. I wouldn't expect anything less, given the serious nature of what they do here.
The Texas Board of Health came up with a new policy. Richard Bays is Associate Commissioner for Consumer Health Protection for the Texas Department of Health.
We had received complaints, concerns expressed by some within the community that some facilities were not complying with the parental notification law.
That law was passed in 1999 and requires abortion clinics to try to contact parents of minors seeking abortions. Again, Richard Bays.
We chose to require that the facility check an ID of the patient to verify their age, whether they were a minor or whether they were not a minor.
Abortion clinics must also keep that information on file so the Department of Health can make sure they're complying with the parental notification law. Patients without ID must sign an affidavit stating their age.
It's an obtrusive rule. It's invasive to a woman's privacy.
Kay McLaughlin is executive director of Texas Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League in Austin.
Women go to a clinic who don't want to reveal their identity. This just says, we know who you are.
McLaughlin says the complaints Richard Bays talks about came in the form of a lawsuit. An anti-abortion group, the Texas Justice Foundation in San Antonio, sued the state's Department of Health for not enforcing the parental notification law. As part of the settlement, the department agreed to recommend the ID rule to the Board of Health. In recent years, the Republican-dominated Texas legislature has joined many other states in passing tough laws regulating abortion. More than 40 states now require parental notification or consent. McLaughlin says the law requiring IDs is yet another way anti-abortion groups are making it harder for women to get abortions.
Already with this procedure, we feel like we're in a fishbowl, like we are already being attacked.
But supporters of the ID law say abortion patients should have to reveal who they are. Alan Parker is chief executive officer of the Texas Justice Foundation, which filed the lawsuit against the state's Department of Health.
What kind of procedure is it where you want to go into a doctor and say, "Doctor, I don't want to tell you who I am. I just want you to operate on me."
Parker adds that the law also protects patients.
The reason you need ID is to make sure that minors who are sexually abused don't lie about their age, and also to make sure that if a woman is injured or her uterus is punctured and she ends up dying somewhere, we know where she got the care.
Supporters of the law say the information will be protected under medical privacy laws. So, for example, law enforcement investigating a crime could have access to it. But many are skeptical. David Selden is communications director for NAREL Pro-Choice America in Washington, D.C. Selden points to the fact that the U.S. Justice Department recently demanded the medical records from some hospitals to defend the Partial Birth Abortion Act in the courts. Because of what the Justice Department is doing, Selden challenges the claim that patient information in Texas won't get into the wrong hands.
What is really at stake more than anything else is the question of whether or not the government is allowed to intrude into people's most personal decisions and lives.
Meanwhile, the Texas Justice Foundation says it's willing to help other states sue their departments of health to make sure they're enforcing parental notification and consent laws. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.